Who was the most miserable person to ever live? Who would you vote most miserable? Me? I'm voting for Adam, with Eve as a close second. You and I may know some people who've had it pretty rough in this life, but they were actually born into a world that was already a miserable mess. Adam and Eve were born into a perfect world, where everything was very good, where there was no death. We have no context for understanding a world without death and misery. Only they know what was lost. And only they shoulder the weight of bringing every other human being into an estate of sin and misery and unleashing the reign of death in our world. Greetings. I'm Joel of Heart City Church, and we've been considering the enemy of our souls, the devil. And Jesus tells us about the devil in John 8:44. Jesus says, "He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies." Did you notice that Jesus' focus is on the devil being a liar, unable to tell the truth? You actually heard the word truth twice in that verse, and you hear lies or liar three times. But right before that, Jesus sneaks in that Satan was a murderer. The devil wants to destroy us, to murder us by leading us away from the truth. And I would argue that every lie the devil tells us has as its ultimate goal our death, though he does everything he can to convince you that there is not poison in his delights. In Genesis 3:1, the devil in the form of a serpent says, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, 'You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.'" "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." After questioning God's word, the very first statement ever spoken by the devil is a flat-out lie. A lie promising the first woman that she will not die. Friends, our enemy's goal with every lie he tells us is our immediate misery and eventual death. And he does not want you to evaluate the risks you take every time you ignore God's truth. The devil lies to us. And did you notice he does it by putting a spin on God's truth, by appealing to good desires? He said to Eve, "You'll be like God." Remember back in Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27, God made man, male and female, in his own image, after his own likeness. Eve was made to be like God. So wanting to be like him is a good desire. If you're a Christian, you want to be made more like Jesus, right? It sounds so good. Eve thinks that what he is proposing, it sounds like God's truth. My friends, the devil is the originator of fake news. He mixes his lie in with God's truth just enough so that you'll bite. He that will play with Satan's bait will quickly be taken with Satan's hook. Thomas Brooks. So friends, we need to ask ourselves, how does the devil fool us? What are the good things that we want, but want too much, or in the wrong way? And by that I mean contrary to God's word. The devil appeals to our desires, the God-given homing beacons meant to point us towards glory. He promises you something better than the present without a true risk analysis. And this is why we need to step back when we're being tempted and ask God for wisdom. We need to look into his word. We need to seek the advice of fellow believers to help us with our blind spots. If we don't, we'll find ourselves experiencing misery that will outweigh any and all pleasures and may even destroy us or others. So I'll close with another quote from Thomas Brooks. "Satan promises the best, but pays with the worst. He promises honor, and pays with disgrace. He promises pleasure and pays with pain. He promises profit and pays with loss. He promises life and pays with death. But God pays as He promises. All His payments are made in pure gold. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.